Some replacement level dudes talking about their home team. Starting the Braves podcast was they daggum dream. They like Nick Markakis, even that long ball. One day they'll have more clout than Ken Rosenthal. Oh, you're listening to that Knock-O-Nation podcast show. Oh, you're listening to that Knock-O-Nation podcast show.
Yee yee!
Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, we are live. We are live. We did a detox weekend on the road to recovery, coming off the Brave season. Coming off the Brave season, we are here. At John D. Howard's house in Smyrna, Georgia, just trying to find ourselves after what we thought was going to be an historic run, and then it wasn't. And so we're all here. We got JT and Jeff Donahue and John Howard, and we just came here we've eaten some food, we've drank some bourbon, and we watched some football, and it's kind of like day two on the road to recovery. How are you guys doing so far after the Braves loss and stuff like that? Are we?
I mean, we've recovered enough.
It's winter.
At this point that, you know, I didn't think I was going to be ready to watch any of this World Series, but we've got it on here in the room. So if anything exciting happens, it won't be that exciting because it's not the Braves, but we can at least watch it and not be devastated.
Right. Right, we're here together, and we've got David. David's running the sound for us, and somehow we're in John D. Howard's office. And JT, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing great.
Yeah, things are good.
What do we do today? We went to we did this tour of Smyrna.
Yeah,
yeah.
I didn't know Smyrna existed, so I thought Smyrna was just an idea. I went to high school in Roswell.
Everything starts as an idea, Josh.
And when I was in high school, and it was like Roswell is like, you know, the nicest, you know. And so late 90s, it was like Roswell, and then like Smyrna's gross. And then there's Woodstock, and it's just trashy. And then there was Crackworth. And now it's like, I don't even know.
I've heard of that place. I think there's that's close to Donahueville, right?
I think so. I think he owns Crackworth.
We upgraded it. We regentrified Crackworth, and now we call it Ackworth.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Wow. Donahue regentrification.
Donahue-gification.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Also, I'm doing fine because I have a life outside of Braves baseball, so I'm fine.
What?
I miss Braves baseball, but I'm okay.
Right.
I didn't shed a tear. I didn't throw anything.
And that's part of this podcast because I feel like some followers of ours, I don't know if they have life outside of Braves baseball, and I mean that affectionately. But we hang out and go outside and stuff like that. And we went to Speakeasy today.
We did.
We went to Speakeasy.
I did not. I went to family events with so pumpkin patches and that kind
so
of really stuff.
So last night, so JT got here first.
Yeah.
So JT came from Macon.
Right. I was waiting on pins and needles here for y'all.
I got here about 9:30. Oh, and you got here before me too, Jeff.
I was here like 4.
So Donahue, all you guys got here before me, and you guys already had pizza and some bourbon.
But also like 10 minutes from John.
Bella's Pizza here in Smyrna. Guys, I mean, do you want to chime in on Bella's Pizza? Can we recommend it?
It's fantastic.
I had it cold. It was really good. I enjoyed it.
Can we cuss on this podcast? It was good ass pizza.
It was good crap.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
I would say that it was it's solid pizza. I mean, I'm not going to have you guys come into my home, into my hometown,
right,
and give you less than quality pizza.
It gave me diarrhea.
And then after you
I
went to bed.
To say that.
Anyways, after you went to bed.
Yeah, I went to bed early. I left Josh and JT sitting
on
out.
On a Friday night. It was a Friday night. And John's more responsible than we are.
John is 85 years old, so he's going to go to bed when the sun goes down.
I don't think people understand.
Old souls think he's an old
soul.
So
Donahue, you're 85, but you're also 11.
Correct. Well, yeah.
You know what I mean?
I thought it was 28 and 11.
Yeah, the tweet was 28 or 50, and I don't know.
Right.
Either one could be right. And that's
correct.
Pretty much spot on.
John's 83, I think, just all around. And it's
83 and a half.
And
mentally,
it's a great.
Not physically,
it's a,
mentally.
Not physically, ladies, not physically.
No. John asked us if we wanted to stay up late tonight watching Bonanza. That was the actual thing that John said. Hey, man.
He did mention
why don't
Bonanza.
We stay up late watching old episodes of Gunsmoke?
If I make it through this segment without a Matlock reference, I'm going to be amazed.
Well, you just referenced Matlock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you guys follow us on Twitter every now and then, for literally no reason, just when I think of it, I will search
Donahue's. John taking his butt plug out.
I'll search Donahue's.
Oh, are you combined now?
Tweets from 2012.
If we were a celebrity couple, we would be Donahue.
If.
Wow. Anyways, I'll retweet Donahue's Matlock tweets from 2012.
I'm unapologetic. So, I love Matlock. Yeah. I don't care.
I don't think I've ever seen Matlock. But anyway, so last night, John retires early because he had to wake up early on a Saturday morning to work out. What a weirdo.
Yeah.
And so me and JT hung out on the back deck, and we smoked all of John's cigars and most of his bourbon. We didn't stay up too late.
You smoked his bourbon?
Bourbon is good smoked.
Sorry, we smoked cigars and drank his bourbon.
Considering I'm a natural athlete, I don't need to go to the gym in the morning. My strength just comes from meats.
I know we will get to this, but speaking of like natural physique, let's just go ahead and jump to Kevin McAlpin's calves.
So last night, you know, Kevin got word that we were here through Donahue. We're very popular. We don't shy away from that.
We're well connected, folks.
Kind of a big deal. Yeah. So
McAlpin smell of rich mahogany.
Right. So McAlpin finds out we're here, texts Donahue about it because I'm kind of unapproachable. You know what I mean? Like, he didn't text me. He texted you.
No, I texted him.
You texted him.
He was desperate, Jeff. Shut up. Jeff, he texted you.
He was desperate. And then he invited us to Max's Little League game this morning and basically just begged us to go. Am I right?
Yeah.
Did he beg us?
Kind of sad.
It's like,
McAlpin, you literally know Freddie Freeman. You know what I mean? Like, why do you care so much about us going
Jeff
to your little
kid's
game?
Well, Jeff said he couldn't go, and
game.
His exact words were what? Like, Josh better be there?
Josh better effing be there.
Yeah, yeah. We want to keep it kind of semi.
He said effing.
Christian
here,
so, yeah.
And so we went. So we woke up this morning. We had some fair trade organic coffee.
Ethnically sourced or ethnically sourced? Both.
Okay. Both.
It's from Ferris in Michigan. I brought it back with me.
Very white coffee.
We make sure it's sourced by the absolute poorest people in that town in Michigan. That makes me feel good when I drink it.
Well, David is
shaking
his head.
David is producing this, and he is just...
We're just talking to ourselves.
He is babysitting us. Anyway, so we had coffee. Then we went to Ken's Corner Grill. It was great. And then we went to McAlpin's baseball game.
Which, McAlpin, that was the closest we got to Roswell. It was over off of a Roswell Road area.
It's near Wheeler.
Let me ask you a question. How did you guys enjoy for the first time ever seeing live baseball? I know, Jonathan, you went to the...
That was my first live baseball game of the year.
Jonathan went to the NLCS.
Here's what I compare it to. Remember about 10 years ago, cover of Sports Illustrated, and there was Jason Hayward and then Freddie Freeman kind of in the background. And for the longest time, Hayward was the can't-miss prospect, and Freeman was the other guy, right? You know, kind of tagged along. But it turns out that Hayward was sort of a bust, and Freeman was... You know, he's going to be a future Hall of Famer, you know? And that's kind of how I feel about Charlie Freeman and Max McAlpin. Like, Charlie Freeman gets a lot of pub. I saw his hits in the hotel. Yeah. They were aired during the NLCS. I'm like, that's great and everything, but I saw the swing on Max McAlpin today. I'm telling you.
As a fellow lefty, I'm very proud
of Max's
swing.
He's a big prospect. Bellinger, didn't he?
Very Bellinger-esque.
Yeah.
He's got a nice, solid stroke.
It was amazing.
If I'm Alex Anthopoulos, I'm having a conversation with the McAlpin family about, hey, man, we got to get this kid in. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying he's going to make the roster next year, but, I mean, he should break camp. He can get an invite. Yeah.
If Camargo can make it, I think he can.
Honestly, like, Adam Duvall, watch out, man. Like, you don't have that spot for very long because McAlpin's coming up.
I think Max has Camargo-level swagger for sure.
Definitely a swaggy, like, four-year-old.
Did he blow bubbles and chew gum?
No, he was doing the giddy-up thing. The sideways giddy-up thing to the dugout.
He cleared the bases. He cleared the bases. Yeah. He cleared it, chased everybody home, and did the little giddy-up dance going into the dugout.
He's four.
And I'll let the listeners know, I did not attend because I had some family matters to deal with, but...
Was Carl Winslow there?
No, not, not that.
Waldo, Waldo, Waldo. Yeah.
There was no Urkel involved in this, but I was extremely jealous because I've seen Kevin and hung out with Kevin numerous times. He's always been in slacks, chinos, trousers.
Right.
The man has some freaking calf muscles.
Y'all, huge calves.
Like
huge
like
calves.
Like sexy legs.
Huge calves.
Like I was
freakish.
They have
their own Twitter
that's
account.
That's all I actually saw in the video. Didn't, or the picture. Didn't see you guys at all.
McAlpin's calves.
Is that the Twitter account? Go follow it. Follow it. Check it out.
Retweet it.
Corey Lester already has the account probably reserved.
Oh, no. I mean, it exists. One of McAlpin's friends
actually has made it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's real.
The last tweet was from like 2016. So I think we need to revive.
As a man with defined calves, I'm jealous. I'm jealous of McAlpin.
Dude, honestly,
Ken has
I
different kind of calves.
He's like a peek at my legs.
JT has the best calves that I've seen until today.
Look at those.
I have not
thought about McAlpin-esque.
Hey, let the record show that David silently acknowledges that JT has some good calves. He nodded, smirked.
Those are all natural.
I haven't thought about JT's calves today after seeing Kevin's. And that's no slight to JT.
I'm jealous. No. It's honestly, I'm impressed, man. That's beautiful. And Kevin's like me. We don't work out. We go to the gym.
It's just jeans.
I would like to say it's jeans,
and that's why Max is going to be a superstar.
I admire Kevin's dedication to the Little League because he wore spikes to a Little League.
He was the only coach.
Like Ty Cobb. Yeah. He wore hard spikes
to
a Little League game.
I think he would spike a kid.
I don't want to get him canceled, but like no mask either. And so the other team, though, was I'm just saying, it was, you know.
Kevin Mascalpin?
I was trying to chant, we need a pitcher, not a mask snitcher to the other team, but nobody heard me.
I'll be honest, Josh. I heard it, and I kind of judged. I thought that was weak. I didn't judge you because of the mask comment. I judged you because it was a weak chant.
A little concerned about McAlpin's bullpen management. I think he's overusing a lot of guys.
He uses himself. What are you talking about?
I think, but hold on.
But let's note who was unavailable today to come in and relieve him.
Wow. Yeah.
Well, I wasn't ready for that one, but so y'all might not know this, but Cousin Kent. Is McAlpin's assistant coach, and he was not there today.
He was not there today. MIA.
Well, Kevin
borderline blew out his arm.
He did because he had to go the distance himself.
To be fair,
he did.
Clemson Tigers had a very hard fought, tight matchup with the juggernaut known as the Syracuse Orange.
Especially off that close win off of Tech last week.
Right. So again, another valiant effort against a worthy opponent. By the Clemson Tigers to barely survive.
You think
the
people sleep
the
on them? Clemson, they're so they're such a good story.
The ACC is not a cakewalk.
No, it is not. It's not.
Besides, who's sharing cake in 2020? Like that is not COVID safe.
Yeah,
like you got to like go to different utensils and like you know and
no candles.
Especially
no candles.
Like South Carolina, maybe they share cake, but North Carolina, no cake sharing happening there.
And cake.
Speaking of cakes,
we're in phase three right now, so no cake sharing.
No cake sharing.
Well, speaking of cakes, you want to bring it back to baseball?
Yeah.
Since this is a very heavily cakes favored podcast,
right.
Is he coming back? For his 37th consecutive year with the Atlanta Braves for $1.4 million?
So I'll say this. So Brian Chandler, there's like maybe two non.
Did he see cakes at the Omni Hotel?
No, he did not. What I was
getting to an Uber.
There's maybe two like non-writers that are just fans that I think are actually like wicked smart baseball wise. Like okay, Brian Chandler,
Matt Damon on the podcast today,
and
wicked smart.
Brian Chandler and Hashim, mostly Brian Chandler.
Wait, these are baseball writers?
No, he's just a fan.
Yeah.
No, Brian Chandler, he's just a fan, but he's a young fan.
I like his sister Liz better than him, but it's okay.
I like Brian better than Liz, but you know.
Oh, wow.
I'm also like old enough to be Brian's dad.
But so Brian is arguing. He's a fellow Marcakis apologist, and he's arguing. He's kind of explaining why they should bring him back. Which even me, I'm like, I don't know.
You know, the weird part about it is like you can denounce its value, but like you just the thing is he'll start in
right field.
Like,
hold on. We need to watch what just happened.
He got Herbeck.
Max Muncy. Yeah, it was that was a Herbeck style.
So we had the game on.
Muncy just got called out. There was a run scored on that. Muncy tried to take second and slid in, and as he popped up from his slide, comes up and basically falls
into. He does.
Muncy's own momentum, but
that's gonna be a lot of gifs or gifs.
Muncy, like, what do you guys think there?
He basically humped the shortstop.
Yeah, that is, but his momentum carried him into, and he fell off the base.
He dry humped the shortstop.
I kind of like it.
Did Muncy Herbeck himself?
Oh, Dave Roberts has the mask
off. Dave Roberts is out. Oh,
Dave Roberts has the mask off, folks.
Oh, there he goes. He put it back on.
Oh, good. He's being safe. Yeah. Here's the thing, though. What you got to remember here
is Muncy's own momentum threw him in.
Yeah. And also, here's the factor that you got to remember. Max Muncy can kiss my butt.
Right? He can go get it out of the ocean. That's no different than sliding through the base.
Give me that. Ding-a-ling. Give me that.
Sliding through the base. He's out.
Okay. I think he's out.
Hands down, he's out.
And that is, and that is, as a Braves fan, like, that was not a Ron Gant type scenario.
That hit close to home.
No, it didn't. He hit in the right field.
He stopped. Herbeck lifted his leg off the bag.
Yeah.
In that case, Muncy was like trying. He was honestly, y'all, he was being a little bit forward, maybe even a little bit aggressive sexually with the shortstop there.
No. Yeah. Well, it is LA.
I'm more of a liberal, and I think they tore the wrong statues down in Minnesota. They should have taken down
Kent Herbeck.
Before I retire from Twitter, I challenged Kent Herbeck to a fight, and it was the proudest moment I've ever been like of myself. Like,
did you really?
Yeah.
Like, you found his actual Twitter, and you,
and I was like, I want to punch you. And he was like, whatever, loser. And I'm like, yeah, well, suck it, Herbeck.
His name doesn't even make sense. It's like, Herbeck.
Yeah. And then we're like, I think we became friends after that. But he actually responded. I didn't think he responded. He did. And I was like, now what do I do? You know?
That's kind of like me.
You fight Kent Herbeck.
Yeah. I will fight you. Like, I need to make this right.
That sounds like our relationship with Jeff Schultz. Because I was like, hey, you suck. All of your predictions are stupid.
We made it 12 minutes in the podcast and Josh is dropping names.
Yeah, damn it. I'm trying to
reminds me of my friend, Jeff Schultz. I'm friends with Ryan Klesko now.
You are.
So I can say that.
That trumps anything that we got.
That's
cool.
That's legit.
Yeah, we're friends.
Y'all are buddies.
He asked me to go have a beer. Yeah.
He did. That's cool. Yeah.
That's awesome.
See, but you can pull that off. See, I couldn't do that because you have the truck and you just have, you can do that.
And yeah. Like we talked about like hog hunting and stuff. And
I got my little Pawpaw S10. I'm going to go pick up Ryan Klesko on that. No.
I'm not going to like pick him up. He's not going to ride with me, but
Josh is going to go pick up Brian Snitker in his S10.
Yes, I am.
That would be more likely.
Also, I heard like a Jeff Blouser with a Pawpaw truck.
I heard from a very legitimate source that Joe Simpson drives a 99 Sierra.
I would believe it.
And I'm like,
absolutely.
God bless that man.
Yeah.
So
it's incredible.
Joe Simpson, I went to opening day against the Mets a few years ago and literally flew. It was a 1 o'clock game, flew up that morning, flew back that afternoon after the game, and we're leaving. And Joe Simpson's standing on the corner outside the ballpark waiting on his ride. And my friend Tyler and I stop and like start chat with him, talk to him for like 10 minutes. And he's like the same person, like off air that he is on air, like entirely.
This is the casual John Flex that we get. Casual reminder that John has no wife, no kids, and just does whatever the hell he wants whenever he wants to do it.
He does.
I flew up to a Braves game and then just flew back because why not? I wanted to do it.
I don't know if you guys know, but I
don't have to ask anybody's permission. Yeah. I just go for it.
Yeah, and sometimes he's like, I took someone with me, and it's like, it's mom. Like, today we're talking about Fenway or Wrigley.
Yeah.
And John's like, I took my mom there, you know.
I just did.
I'm like, I can't even.
John's the guy you want to hate, but you like him too much to hate him. That's the thing.
Yeah.
Like, he's too great of a guy to hate him.
Right.
I mean, it's impossible to hate John.
Oh, it's possible.
There are people that hate me.
Are they really? Like who?
Haters.
Oh.
There's a city in Georgia.
We can't. Never mind. We know. Moving on. And
David, cut that.
So
we're talking about cakes.
We're talking about cakes.
There's enough dents and dings in this podcast.
I basically believe anything Brian Chandler says.
Okay.
So I think whatever he's like, I'm in.
He could be our field reporter.
He could be.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't think they bring cakes back full time. I don't think.
I think cakes is old and kind of sucks now.
I actually agree with that.
I had a terrible postseason.
I agree.
He looked like a lost puppy at the plate.
I'm with you, like Nick Markakis. Like, and when he came back after opting out, there were guys in the clubhouse that said the tone of the clubhouse changed when he came back.
Right.
And obviously, we are a group of guys that say clubhouse tone and demeanor and like culture matters.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But His bat was
butt slapping.
Yeah. Bring him back his bench coach.
His bat was nowhere near catching up to anything 95 plus in that playoff series.
No. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so if he's not there, Drew Waters, you think he's ready?
There you go. Pimp it.
Oh.
Hunter Renfro.
Hunter Renfro, not from Clemson. Hunter Renfro. Just to be clear.
Not the Clemson wide receiver. Hunter Renfro. Different Hunter Renfro.
Is he a country wide receiver?
Renfro with a W at the end.
I think Hunter Renfro still plays at Clemson, by the way.
He does. He's on his ninth year of eligibility.
Yeah. Is this Renfro a country boy? Do we know?
Is he country strong? Is that what you're asking?
That was country strong right there.
That homer was definitely
country
strong. His
name is Hunter.
Strong.
What do you ask?
I'm assuming he's a country boy.
Why is Hunter a common name, but Fisher is not as common?
Honestly, I don't know.
Fisher.
So
is Drew
there's
Waters.
Lots of gunners.
Why is Poacher not a common name?
I don't know.
There's gunners and stuff.
My son's name is Cliff, and he's never been mountain climbing. I mean,
my son's name's Maddox, and he does not pitch 82 mile an hour.
He's not mad at ducks.
Shout out just for David's benefit, because none of us that I know of are into this, but David actually does go like rock climbing and like climbing gyms and stuff like that. That is one of David's hobbies.
Also,
have you ever tried to climb?
No. Have you seen you? You can see me right now.
Okay. But like, but just,
I will die.
Just quick response. Does it look hard? Does climbing look hard?
Free
to
climbing,
you?
Absolutely.
Wait, are you like solo climbing? Like, what's the one out in Yosemite that's like straight up
climbing
in the air?
Gym. Yes. The act of climbing to me looks easy.
I'm also not a very athletic individual, so
Well, to me it looks easy, and then I tried it. It's the hardest thing I've ever done in my life. There's muscles I didn't know I had.
Yeah. I know the listeners can't see David, but shout out to his mustache right now.
He's got an amazing mustache.
Gosh.
Okay, like, David's got a mustache.
Like Jonathan,
he's wearing a camo cap, and he knows who Kent Rollins is.
Yeah.
Also, for the record,
he knows my wife from high school. He went to high school with my wife.
While we're talking about the mustache, just a fair warning: there's a week left of the beard. Movember is coming.
Yes, I signed up to do Movember with John. And
did you really?
Yeah. So
yeah.
Jonathan's mustache. Are going to
raise money and stuff.
Maybe
for
someone. But Jonathan looks like he's not allowed 500 feet within an elementary school. David looks like he walked off Tombstone set. It's amazing. Like,
he does.
Your mustache is amazing.
David looks like he's trying the Primus My Name is Mud music video, which is an awesome video. Primus was a killer band.
All right, so real quick about climbing, though. If y'all have not seen the Dawn Wall documentary about Tommy Caldwell and Kevin Jorgensen, it is worth watching.
I'm
super intriguing.
Not him. There's another guy that I met. I went to the Banff Festival thing. It comes through Boone.
Is that bad ass?
No, it's like Banff is like, what is Banff?
Banff
is like a touring festival.
Okay.
It's like the Sundance Festival for outdoor festivals. And I saw part of it. I saw
a very
premiere there or something. It's very
anything
totally
to do with that at all.
Yeah. We didn't have it this year because, you know.
I'm one of those guys that would get like 3 feet off the ground and fall. Like I can't climb.
There's mats. There's like kind of mats you can just fall down into. It's kind of cool. But yeah, climbing.
The styrofoam thing or the.
Like a giant, like,
gymnast.
Yeah, right. Like a giant squishy mat. Yeah. So
I'm 43. I would get hurt just thinking of doing that.
Yeah. My sciatica, I didn't even know what a sciatica was until like.
Isn't that your lower back where it gets
your tailbone area, right?
Kind of, and then it shoots down your leg.
Kind of your arse.
Your leg.
Your lower back.
Yeah.
It feels like your hip is out of joint.
Mm-hmm.
For the record,
but
I tried
it. It's just the nerves make you feel that way. You feel like the Tin Man.
But it stops you. Like,
mm-hmm.
I tried to get y'all to come work out with me this morning. I'm just saying.
So,
Jonathan sent me some message about some workout group that's meeting in Ackworth, and I was like, no.
Who cares?
So, I'm on here. I'm going to. Like,
you don't even. You already look good. You got. You know what I mean. You got the.
Jeff
you got the button down.
Good.
You got the.
Plus, who needs to work out when you
moccasins?
Got money like Donahue?
You don't need
those
to. You only work out to impress people, I think.
I literally make work out by opening my wallet and closing it again.
John, if I had a dollar for every single male in Atlanta with organic coffee beans that wanted me to come work out with them in a gym, I'd be a rich man. I'm not falling for that trap again.
I wasn't in a gym. It's an outdoor workout. So
whatever.
I'm going to throw it out. Hey, F3.
You like
F3Nation.com, like free workouts. Go check it out. It's a group of guys that get together.
Nation?
I'll give three
F3 Nation.
Thanks.
It's a group of guys like sweating together.
Not doing that.
But no, they're free workouts. It actually is pretty cool.
You like movies about gladiators?
All joking aside, I should probably start working out again.
But dude, you're wearing Walker Bueller's pants. So you don't need to work out. You're fine.
I do look pretty great.
Dude, those pants are so tight. You have farts from last Tuesday trapped in them.
Your shorts are
so short that I can see your balls.
Thanks, man, because I have big ones and they hang low.
I can see JT's.
So
see my next child.
So about, you know, the off season. So Donahue.
Yes.
Other than baseball, what do you do? Tell us everything.
Other than baseball?
Yeah, what do you do in the off season? What do you guys do?
Pretty much the same thing I do during the season.
Watch Matlock.
Hang out with my wife. We go to Trader Joe's. Mm-hmm. Take care of my 10-year-old and all of his events.
Do you guys get into shows? You have shows you get into?
We do the Great British Bake Off.
Oh my gosh, Nikki's obsessed.
Love it.
Yeah. Love the first season.
Yeah. Well, we've watched them all.
Okay.
Chef's Table. Netflix.
Chef's Table's good. Yeah. There's a barbecue one.
Oh yeah, brand new. Watched them all four already.
Off the chain.
Love it. Shout out to JT for bringing barbecue tonight. And just basically try to stay off Twitter as much as possible.
Did you cry when I forget his name now, when the black dude helped the old country boy make his barbecue?
You talking about Rodney Scott?
You know what I'm talking about? No. Am I talking about the same show? I can't remember.
Wait, Chef's Table Barbecue or which one?
I think so. There's not a lot of contestants.
There's only like
the winner was this lady from Georgia. That one.
I don't know what
you're talking about.
It's a different show. Yeah,
different.
We're AM and FM radio right now.
Okay.
But yeah, I would probably like whatever show you're talking about.
Do you guys get into Christmas? Because we're almost there.
Have you met my wife. Christmas starts now.
Oh, wow.
Like I have to actually kind of like curtail her putting the tree up. Like she likes natural tree. We have to go cut it down. It's an event.
Mm. She come to Boone. We have the best Christmas trees.
We're Asheville-ians by nature, so
yeah,
we would probably go there. But
has your 2020 Hallmark film debuted yet?
No. And in fact,
they released a schedule, though, of Hallmark movies.
Yeah. We've got them written down. They're on a spreadsheet. But yeah, we don't do a lot of binge watching of shows.
What's your favorite Christmas song?
My favorite Christmas song?
Yeah. Is there?
It's probably Nat King Cole. His whole Christmas album is my favorite
Christmas song. The favorite Christmas song is the Christmas song.
Chestnuts roasting.
I think that might actually be my favorite.
Sounds painful.
It's one of the Nat King Cole songs.
What is you know the one I hate the worst? What's the George Michael?
Last Christmas. Wham.
Hate it.
That's like, not George Michael. Give some respect to Andrew Ridgely.
I get violent. Like
it's not a Christmas song. It just says
but it
Christmas.
What's your favorite? Christmas time.
JT?
Favorite ever? Oh, man. Okay, it's weird. I love the intro theme to Christmas Vacation.
Okay.
My daughter loves it. Dump, 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 a Christmas Vacation. I love it.
Yeah, I know
it's great. It's great. It's great, though. I love
it. All right. So, terrible songs. I got to acknowledge David over here. He doesn't have a mic, so I'll speak for him. But he was making sure we acknowledge how terrible Christmas Shoes is.
Oh, God. Christmas Shoes is bad.
Another violent, like.
Yeah.
It's almost like a horror movie. Like when little kids sing.
I went to school with the son of one of
those guys. Step Into Christmas is a weak spot.
That's a terrible.
I rock out. Step Into Christmas. Like, love it.
Yeah. I hate it.
I don't know. I think it goes back to when that was on our playlist when I was assistant manager at The Gap. That was on our Christmas playlist. So of course it's retail. So during Christmas season, I worked like 30 days in a row.
So you heard it. And so
I just fell in love with it.
Well, I love Step Into Christmas. I don't know the name. I'm terrible with names, but like the tree in the Grand Hotel, one in the park as well.
It's beginning to look like Christmas.
Yes, there you go. That's my favorite.
All right.
Sorry for those of you that had to endure my singing.
I appreciate that. We'll throw out two Christmas songs. It's October. I am typically a very staunch, like no Christmas anything before Thanksgiving.
You like take your holidays as they come.
We are not even quite Halloween.
I used to be, but now I'm like November 15-ish. Like I'm thinking about maybe putting the tree up.
I'm October 1st. Like Halloween is Christmas for nerds.
Our tree is
I don't acknowledge Halloween. I think it's a holiday for weirdos. Stupid. And I just go Christmas throughout. Thanksgiving is a day that I eat turkey and watch football. That's it. And we skip that. Boom, it's done. It's Christmas from October 1st to the end of the year.
Jim Gaffigan talks about
like. Do you guys already have a tree up?
No, but that's because I don't have a house right now.
That's true. But I heard you talking about this morning to Mallory, Christmas cards, planning.
Yes.
I'm
a big Christmas card guy.
Let me tell you, we there's no more Instagram family than us when it comes to Christmas pictures. Mm-hmm. Ours are scheduled next week at a little farm area with a fence, both of our dogs, our kids. We're not doing matching clothes, fortunately.
Wow.
But yeah,
I've learned the cheap way out of that is just take a collage of like the year in review Christmas card, yeah, where you just take pictures of you, like things you've done through the year, and you put them together, and it saves a bunch of money from having the private Christmas family photo shoot. Yeah.
Surprisingly, though, I don't hate that, though.
Like, I don't hate it either. I just don't want to pay $200 for somebody to take pictures. I could do it on my iPhone.
All right.
And it looks the same.
Who here has done the matching Christmas pajama photo?
Oh, you know I have. You've seen it on Instagram.
That's true. That's true.
We get matching pajamas every year.
Again, I don't hate it. Like,
no, that's a real thing. My in-laws buy us all matching pajamas, and so we all have.
I don't hate old Navy.
And they're great, though. I love it.
So I'm once we do roll past Thanksgiving, I become a huge kid when it comes to Christmas stuff.
Okay.
So, Josh, this next story is for you.
And you're a giver. You like to give Christmas
presents. Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And so,
that's right, like,
obviously, like, hey, single guy, not married, no kids, but I've got two nieces, I've got a nephew, you know, love them to death.
That you know of. Right.
There are some things that are required for even illegitimate children to be out there. And
that's right.
So
this rating of the podcast is
one. John was playing a ukulele in hopes he'd get laid.
That's a Hawaii joke.
Yes,
for
is.
Those of y'all that can't see JT.
Like,
all right. So, but Josh is, so I know that North Carolina is still in phase three, but here in Georgia, we're much more open. And so I went to TJ Maxx this week.
I identify as phase five, though.
Yeah.
Please don't give him any more horses to be.
So I went to TJ Maxx and they had like the full like pants and button up shirt pajamas with like Snoopy and Woodstock, like all things Charlie Brown peanuts on there.
What?
It's important to enunciate peanuts.
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 Peanuts. Peanuts.
What? I can see your peanuts on there.
Wow.
All things peanuts.
Yeah.
Christmas pajamas. And so I bought a pair for my nieces, for my nephew, and for myself because I'm a huge kid, despite being 83, as we said.
What's your favorite Christmas movie?
I do love...
is Die Hard a sandwich?
I've had this talk
forever.
That was completely... All right. That's not
but people get all like... They find that their identity in that.
So...
I'm a diehard guy.
We know JT's answer is actually Home Alone because it fits in with...
It's my favorite movie of all time.
Period. So
you didn't believe me when I told you that.
I did not believe you.
You had to text my wife.
I texted Mallory.
Watch Home Alone in July.
I watch it probably 20 times a year, and at least 15 of those are from like October onwards. I've watched it just the other night. I've seen it a billion times. We even are planning a trip to Chicago just so I can go to Winnetka and see the Home Alone house.
Yeah, I'm with you.
And you didn't believe me. That's my favorite movie of all time.
Single Man.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to bring us back around. And what started this whole thing was me being a Scrooge until Thanksgiving. But I'm willing to discuss it with you guys because, you know, we're close like that.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody else is listening to us anyway.
No one's listening.
Yeah. So terrible Christmas songs.
David is.
Yeah, David is listening. Wonderful Christmas Time by Paul McCartney.
I love it.
No, it is absolute rubbish.
Terrible.
If I ever hear that song again, it will be too soon.
Terrible song.
Do they
I'm just
celebrate Christmas in England?
Okay. Like, I don't know.
That's like a.
I love it.
They have tea and crumpets, but...
He did the whole song. That's him on the synthesizer. He placed everything.
My favorite Christmas song is Christmas in Dixie by Alabama.
Oh, that's a great
one. All right, so
it's my favorite.
It is
a
fantastic song.
A fantastic rendition the other year on the Christmas podcast.
No, he did not.
Did you hear? I don't know about Ken and JT.
No. I don't know what Jeff's talking about. He must have listened to a different rendition because I listened and my ears bled.
It was fantastic until Ken and JT chimed in. Right. Then it sucked.
But Alabama's Christmas album, there is a song on that album that I've texted you guys about before.
Thistle Hair the Christmas Bear, baby.
It is.
Y'all need to get woke and go.
A terrible, fantastic song.
Y'all need to YouTube. I. It's so bad. It's so bad that when you.
But I love it.
It's so bad that I got our country station in Boone. Like, I got JB, who's our program director, to put it into the rotation, which was a big deal.
It is a terrible,
no one plays it.
Fantastic song.
Thistle Hair the Christmas Bear.
Go look it up.
We need cigars.
So John, I asked Jeff. So John, what are you doing in the off season? You travel. You're a man of means. You have no
obviously 2020
responsibility.
No, I have responsibility. Sometimes my responsibility actually makes me travel, but not this year. Original plan
Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, the original plan for 2020
I don't even know what's happening over here. The original plan for 2020 was that I was going to be,
quote, air quotes, office. You have to air quotes work from.
Yeah.
While he lays on the couch and watches television.
There's not a couch in here.
There's a recliner right there that JT's in.
There's a.
You have your fridge. Next you to have your a leather chair.
You have a Chandler. It's basically like if COVID happens during Friends and Chandler Bing gets to, he already has a BS job, and now gets to do that job from his house. That is you.
Is it right? A BS job because it's a BS job, or is it a BS job because you're jealous of it?
100% jealous.
Okay, absolutely. just clarifying.
Yeah. I own it.
Yeah.
Right.
All right. So this year, actually, the original plan for my role with work was I was going to be traveling more, and obviously that kind of got shut down. So off season,
air quotes, travel. What do you do? What do you do? Go see a baseball game, John?
No, I would go visit. I would go visit Chick-fil-A restaurants. So
you get to go hang out in Chick-fil-A's
and eat nuggets.
It's like, the company I work for.
I gotta go to the Truett's. They're popping up a new Truett's in Rome. I gotta go check the.
So just to clear, actually, we've never actually talked about what I actually do, have we?
No.
Any of us know what any of us do.
No, probably not. Jeff owns and leases out airplanes.
Yeah, I have a fleet of private jets.
You don't do anything. You just go to Chick-fil-A's and hang out.
No. All right. So I work in the technology department at Chick-fil-A's corporate office, and I support. There are a group of restaurants. So if you've ever been to any of the Dorf House restaurants or Truett's restaurants in the Atlanta area.
That's a little bit disrespectful. So have you guys thought about? I mean,
I can actually say that three of the.
Might as well just say midget house.
we'd like to apologize to all the little people out there.
Yeah, we're opening up a Truett's midget house in Milledgeville next month.
And so for the record, three former Dorf houses have been rebuilt, and the new concept is called Truett's Chick-fil-A, and so that is kind of a rolling process.
I've been to one of them In Noonan, that one. It's on the corner.
Thoughts?
I want to make fun of it, but it's super nice.
Yeah.
It's really nice. It's,
all right.
It's you want to make fun of everything, though, to be honest.
I know.
Yeah. All right. So I support those restaurants, but I also get to work with Chick-fil-A operators.
Like emotional support?
Franchisees.
Like you pray for them and stuff?
That's a part of it. Okay. But there's also, they have technology.
What do you mean, like cash registers?
Cash registers. If you ever walk into Chick-fil-A and those screens are like, full of all the different orders of people coming in.
Do you program the chip that goes into like Madison and McKenzie?
I know what I want before I go to Chick-fil-A.
Do you program the chip that goes into them where they say my pleasure when you thank them every time they say my pleasure, my pleasure, my pleasure?
Like Madison says my pleasure,
my pleasure, my pleasure.
See, I know what I want. Like you don't even need a menu at Chick-fil-A.
No. That's not what I'm talking. I'm talking about the screens that the kitchen and like the employees use to bag your food.
I'm like, dude, if you're saying
not the menu boards.
I'm getting a 12 nugget or 30.
And I appreciate that you know that, but there
Chick is a party platter for himself.
Hey, yeah. there are 30 count nuggets. Also,
I also bathe in Polynesian sauce.
I'm on here, so again, I'm going to plug whatever I want. So Chick-fil-A does have a new brownie on the menu. It's pretty good. And a mocha cream cold brew, like coffee-based drink that is really good.
When are you guys going to read the CDC data and open up? I'm ready. Let's go.
Can I brag on John for a second? I used to give him a bunch of ish because anytime he would go to Chick-fil-A, I'm like, hey, bring me some nuggets.
Ish is a slang for shit.
Shit. And so anytime he would say something, I say, hey, bring me some nuggets. And it became this thing where I annoyed him. He's like, haha, LOL. And I'm like, I know he's not laughing. And then one day I get a phone call in my office. And they're like, hey, you have a buddy up here? Can you come to the front desk? And I walk up there, and John is standing at the front desk with like four bags full of Chick-fil-A food.
No way.
No, seriously, this really happened. And this is what, 2 years ago?
Roughly, yeah.
Yeah-ish.
It's incredible.
And so he not only fed me, he brought me nuggets. And he's like, dude, can you please shut up about the nuggets? But he fed our entire staff. And like people thought I was a hero. And I was just like, so he looked at me, he's like, I brought you some nuggets, dude. Shut up. So all this is to say is bother him and he'll bring you nuggets.
That's awesome. So John, you're the worst. And
so I was supposed to travel to
Boone, you just basically 75 Knoxville.
So actually the Atlantic region is one of the
places still closed though, right?
Yeah, they all are.
Hold on, they
closed down for construction.
And yeah, so drive-throughs are still open. You can do mobile orders.
You're welcome.
I appreciate that. We appreciate your patronage.
What?
but
I don't know what that means.
Patronage. I have a
wife, John. Support Nakahoma Nation on Patreon.
Or John's a Patreon.
No, so I support Chick-fil-A restaurants and have technology conversations with franchisees in the Midwest region and then also the Atlantic region. So that does include North Carolina.
So you don't do anything.
I get paid. So you come here to tweet all day.
Wait, say that again, Jeff.
Said I get paid by an aviation company to tweet all day.
That's the damn truth.
Yeah.
That is true.
Sorry.
So anyway, off season, I mean, I'm still working.
I really am
hours.
Just kidding. I appreciate
you. I know you are.
You're doing what you do for the Chick-fil-A.
That's
place,
okay. Jeff, we have you on the show Chick-fil-A. Hoping our podcast will one day take flight. So
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it.
David, if he that's starts aviation. Doing that again, will you unplug his mic? No, so I'm still here at the house. Honestly, I could work from anywhere, but I haven't, like, gone nuts with that.
From Boone?
I could.
I told you.
Yeah, I know. I need to come up there and work in Boone for a week.
My office. My office.
Did you just tell him to come in your office?
So the...
Your office?
Come work in my office.
Rails, guys, rails.
I have a giant mahogany desk.
Many leather-bound books.
No, it's not. I think it's walnut.
So I, in the evenings, though, like I work here pretty much normal hours. I'm doing workouts on Tuesday and Thursday mornings. Those are actually earlier than 7. I have to be there at 5:45 for those workouts on Tuesday.
That is disgusting. Even David did a thumbs down. And
David did a thumbs down because
he's a disciplined man.
David has come to those F3 workouts before at 5:45. That's why he's thumbs down because he knows the pain of it.
F3 workouts because you say the F word 3 times at least.
Yeah.
It's fitness, faith, and fellowship. Go ahead. Make your jokes.
You can now.
Yeah,
now you put me on the spot. I can't make a joke.
What you
about
got,
that.
JT? Any dad jokes about fitness, faith, and fellowship? Actually,
other than it sounds really gay.
Does
no.
Tim Tebow show up at these things?
He does not. He does not. So, honestly, I'm pretty boring. Like in the
I'm
evenings,
into fitness,
like I'll
fitness slice of pizza in my mouth.
From Bella's Pizza in Smyrna, Georgia.
That's cool. So you work out, you work.
I hang out in the evenings.
You watch football too. Football.
I watch football. I'll read, watch. I don't watch. Honestly, the show I've been watching. So I hate like sitting down and like I'll eat dinner and like watch TV at the same time or something. And I hate getting sucked in.
Do you have
sitting
a TV tray?
A TV tray. No TV tray.
Just
I hate sitting down though and getting
a TV tray.
I mean, you got the Ernie Ford vinyl on the wall. Yeah.
I do have a Tennessee Ernie Ford vinyl on the wall. That is true. And the Chariots of Fire soundtrack.
You're a cloth napkin guy, aren't you?
No cloth napkins. Okay. So I lately though, like I like a good like 20-minute episode of something, and after an episode ends, it's like, all right, I'm gonna turn it off and I'll go read or something now, so I don't get sucked into sitting in front of the TV for 3 hours in the evening. So I've been watching Batman the Animated Series that was on TV from 92 to 95.
Interesting.
It is one of the better, like, holds
like
up.
Like the cartoon?
The superhero cartoon, like DC Comics. It actually is one of the better animated, like, superhero series out there.
I'm going to have you on a show with my 5-year-old, Cliff, and you guys can debate the finer points of animated superhero shows. I think you guys are on the same level when it comes to that.
I mean, honestly, I could talk about...
Because he likes the Spider-Man animated series.
I could talk about Batman the Animated Series and the old Spider-Man animated series, and that's it. Then you lose
me.
But
he's a kindergartner, and you are a 35-year-old grown-up.
I thought I was 83.
Well, I'm not sure. You might be 6. I'm not sure.
You just threw us a curveball, buddy. Now we don't know.
Now we're very concerned.
We can skip right over to what Josh does in the off-season because it's the same thing he does in the on-season. It's just troll and make videos.
Right.
I don't troll. I educate.
Josh spends his off-season under a bridge, not allowing billy goats to pass.
Let's be honest. Like... Until the NLCS, Josh wasn't really watching any baseball anyway, so it really is not that different for him.
Yeah, that's true. And then I had to because I trolled the entire Dodgers fan base.
There's times where I have to mute you for like about 2 hours.
I'm sorry.
I'll go, no, it's okay. But I'll mute you.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to get better.
And then I'll unmute you, and I'm like, no, I need to mute him back again. And then I'm like, so it's kind of like a daily thing. It's like I wake up and go, do I need to do it? Okay. Yeah. You're unmuted right now, though.
Because I tagged you in a tweet?
No, just because I unmuted you.
Okay. All right. Well, all right. My goal. So my off-season goal now is to stay unmuted by Donahue all off season. That's my goal.
That will totally not happen.
I bet you I can do it.
Do I need to let you know? Like, hey, you're muted?
No, because I...
Don't hurt your feelings. I don't want to...
It would.
I know, because you, like, you don't care about anybody but your friends.
Do I need to be the middleman here where Donahue can tell me that he muted you? And then at some point after it's settled, I'll be like, by the way, he muted you.
Every person in Los Angeles could hate him and he doesn't care. But if we, like, mute him, he's like, dude, what the heck?
I would be crushed.
Yes.
Dodgers just scored another run. It's 4-2.
Anyways, well, okay, so my goal is to not have you mute me all off season. I'm gonna from now until opening day.
That's a formidable challenge.
Yeah,
I don't.
And that includes election night.
I was about to say I don't know if you'll make it through the election.
I can do it. I can do it.
Well, honestly, I think either way the election goes, I can do it. A whole shitload of people. I don't care.
I'm already already through Titus. I just started Philemon.
Philemon.
Yeah, you got to get Titus.
Philemon.
I mean, I'm growing for sure, but I think I can do it.
Yeah.
Oh, I can be said about the Book of Titus.
But that also like that's on me too to be like, hey, this is just Josh. I need to deal with it.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you saying that. Yeah. Okay.
I love you, man.
I love you too, John.
I don't know. It's like I tell my wife sometimes, like, I love you every day, but I don't like you every day.
Mm. Wow. That works.
It does, because she's like the same, bro. Like same.
You've said your sex life is fruitful and plentiful. That's outstanding. I'm glad that works for you.
Well,
if I told my wife I don't like you, like, I'm not sure how that would go for me.
No, well, she knows she never listens to me anyway.
True.
But I'm just saying, like, she knows that.
Is Nikki going to listen to this podcast?
Absolutely not.
Did she see the ghost last night? Or did you see the ghost?
No, we need to talk about that. Yeah.
Okay. Y'all go ahead.
The Confederate ghost in your house.
Nikki Donahue
She did say, I asked her this morning about it. She goes, I don't know if it was blue or gray, but it was bluish gray. I'm like, that doesn't help.
We need to know who this ghost was.
That's very important.
I feel like it was more gray.
If it's a Civil War ghost, that really matters.
Jeff, hold on, back up.
Let's bring everybody up to speed. Okay. Jeff lives, not gonna help.
David doesn't know either. So act like you're telling the story to David.
Jeff lives, you live in an antebellum home. It's very old.
Right.
1839.
And your wife once at night went into the kitchen and saw, let's say, an apparition.
She said she's okay
in the kitchen, looked like a soldier.
No, it didn't look like.
No, she said it was. She saw a man. 100%. She said she woke up and told me that.
And this is Nikki Donahue, you guys,
who's one of the most trustworthy individuals.
Solid as the day is long. Yeah. Just
you even said, you go, if she said it, I know it's true.
She's smart.
David actually went to high school with her.
Yeah, she is an intelligent.
David knew before I did.
Of sound mind. This isn't some kook.
No,
like, you know, she's an intelligent woman.
Well, she married me, so.
So
whatever.
Her judgment is lacking.
That's open somewhat. Interpretation.
But not somebody who'd just make this up for shits and giggles.
Right. Okay, so long story short, we live in a house built in 1839. My fifth great-grandfather built it. Only my family's ever lived in it. My dad used to live in it prior to us, and he said he would hear things every now and again. He never specified what. Just said he would hear things here and there. One day we were talking about, is the house haunted? And I said, I've never had an experience. I've never heard anything, never seen anything. Whatever. And she said, well, I woke up one night in the middle of the night to go get some water or something out of the kitchen. And she said, when she opened our bedroom door, which you look through our office into our kitchen, which we keep the light over the sink on overnight at night so you can see in the kitchen. And she said, I saw a glowing figure. He was in a gray military suit, which would be Confederate, which is odd because the house was once occupied by Union troops. That's the reason it wasn't burned and still standing. But she said, I noticed it was just a gentleman in a military suit, wool, strawberry blonde hair, a beard.
Full strawberry blonde hair.
Yeah, full. And she said she felt at peace about it. And so she followed through the office into the kitchen. She turned left and he was gone. And first I'm like,
that, my friends, is a Civil War ghost.
Can I say, I would not feel at peace about that.
It's Nikki Donahue.
I get it.
Yeah.
You ever heard of the Holy Spirit? Yeah. Nikki,
I don't know, man.
If Nikki Donahue's got her armor on, or if she says that you believe, she's got her armor.
Did your father tell you before you moved into the house that he had heard things?
Yes.
And you still were like, okay, we'll take the house.
So the way Jeff told this last night is like he kind of told us now, like very nonchalant. And like
I'm a visual person.
We're freaking
if I don't
out.
See it.
Yeah. And Jeff's laid back
about it. Like I'm closing on my house next week. I'm selling my home. And there's a part of me that like, as I slide the key across the table, I just want to be like, hey, the ghost is going to love you guys. Like, I just want to say that. What? Like,
hold on.
Do I have to disclose? Like, I have to disclose the roof is old? Do I have to disclose there's a ghost in it?
But,
like,
but
is
JT,
that, flip, does that come up in the inspection?
Flip things. If the same thing happened to you and the owner of the house that's selling to you, you're about to move in your house.
Yeah. Right, I have a tent and a sleeping bag. I can live in the backyard.
Well, this is the thing. My
Cliff would love it.
I was a boy. Yeah, he would love it. We'd be in there together. Like, I was a Boy Scout. I can make do in the backyard. We have a campfire. We'll live off marshmallows.
This is the thing, though. We'll aside from the small time bark that is occupied by Union soldiers, my family's lived there. So if someone is there,
someone's definitely there.
They're more than likely. I've never
related to you.
Yeah. So like,
well,
I feel like.
Well, you tell the story last night. I told to my mother-in-law about my daughter that's seen my. My great grandmother.
I got more chills off your story than my own, you know?
So she has seen
my
great grandmother several times. And so, and what brings it home is it's not just her, but my younger cousin. She's now like 19, but like when she was like six, she would say the same things that she comes to visit her and talks to her. And so we had a cookout years ago, probably like 5 years ago, at my dad's house for Mother's Day. And I was talking to my daughter, putting her to bed. It's like, hey, how did you have fun? Was it today fun? She's like, yeah, that was really cool. It was cool that all the grandmas were there, even your grandma. And I was like, what do you mean? She was like, oh, you know, the grandma that passed away. And I was like, I think you mean Gigi, you know, my mom's mom. You know, I think that's who you're thinking about. Oh, no. This grandma has to sit away from everybody because no one else can talk to her.
Yeah, that gives me
she only
right
talks
now
to me.
Nope.
And I'm like, and she described what she like. I don't have a picture.
What?
I don't in my home. I don't have a picture of her up. So she has, she can't be going off anything else. And she said, yeah, she wears a pink sweatshirt, and she had always wore a pink sweatshirt with seashells from Fernandina Beach, Florida, Amelia Island. That's my daughter's name.
Not Yuli.
Not Callahan.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she said she has to sit on her own because no one else can see her. She can't talk to anybody else. And she had said before,
and that's
that
an
she
innocent
comes
kid.
To visit
that's
her.
Not like there's no
yeah,
interest
she
in like
was
trying
not,
to lie.
She was not even in kindergarten yet.
Yeah,
and she had said before that yeah she comes to see me at night and comes into my room and tucks me in bed, and which was crazy on its own. But like with my cousin also saying the same things previously, it's like, whoa, what? This is crazy. So, like, yeah,
I'm a pretty laid back person. Our house is I'm not good with math. Whatever 1839 is, that's what 181 years old, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
181 years old is what Jeff said.
181.
Oh, 181.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like the realist in me says there's been a lot of people there probably born and died in that house.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm more pissed that the dude doesn't pull his weight. He doesn't do laundry. He doesn't put up the groceries. He doesn't like clean.
It's freeloading.
Oh, yeah. That's disrespectful.
Let's back up. Did you talk about why Nikki was getting up in the middle of the night?
Oh, for the Trader Joe's?
Yeah, she left Trader Joe's groceries out on
not
the counter.
Not just groceries.
Trader Joe's.
She made sure to say Trader Joe's.
And very on brand for the Donahue's. Yeah. No, if there is something in the house, I've never experienced it. I'm not freaked out by it. It obviously hasn't manifested itself to me.
What if there are only some people who can experience?
But I fully believe my wife. Like, I believe that happened.
I believe it totally happened.
I just don't
get freaked
out.
What if, like, something about her, she can experience that, but you can't.
Like sixth sense.
You're
stuff.
Like, yeah, you're, yeah.
I'm
yeah.
okay with that. I'm you know cool what I mean? With it. I'm like, nah. Mm. I don't need to see it to believe it, but it is kind of like one of those things from like in the kitchen sometimes. I'm like, hello.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to get this pizza from the fridge really quick, and then I'm going to go right
I'll
back to
back
bed.
In heat.
I'm not hanging out here.
Like my test is setting out Trader Joe's to see if he shows up.
I guess you can't really shoot a ghost.
I was about to say, Josh is talking about packing heat, and I'm like, what are you going to do?
He's going to end up shooting your fridge.
I killed a ghost like, last night. That's pretty cool.
He's already dead.
It's not a buck. It's a ghost. What are you going to do?
Are we walking around with this, like, aluminum hats that Joaquin Phoenix wears and
signs?
And signs.
Yeah. I was actually thinking, well, I mean, all right, so M. Night Shyamalan signs. You know, there's been Sixth Sense references
that's
here.
That's a good movie.
Signs or Sixth Sense?
Well, which one was it? I'm thinking of Signs, right?
Yeah. Signs had Joaquin Phoenix.
Yeah.
Sixth Sense obviously was Bruce Willis.
Yeah.
And Tesla.
I love Signs.
Before we get too far away from this, I do want to make mention that when I first told Josh about the story of our house being occupied by Union troops, he immediately was like, Union sympathizer! Union sympathizer!
That's true. I was like, that makes a lot of sense.
It wasn't me.
That explains everything.
He immediately hated the Donahues. after that.
But then he told the story, and it was a gray uniform, like, so I'm cool now.
I am haunted by a homosexual ghost.
What? How do you know that? Homosexual
Confederate general. Millage Fairmore.
Robert Gleely.
Well, y'all, I think this has been a good episode. I think it's been therapeutic, at least for myself. I don't know about anybody listening.
There's nobody listening.
Maybe
Ken, just to see how bad it is.
David. David's listening right now. David, we're sorry.
JT, John, Jeff, I love you guys. And this has been a great guys' weekend. We need to do this more often.
We still have a long way to go.
We're not done.
It's 10:30.
It's 10:30.
Yeah, we're wrapping up the podcast, and then we're going hard. We got ice cream and Oreos and pipes and
Bonanza.
Cigars. Yeah.
Matlock.
Bonanza. Matlock. Actually, all right, so Andy honestly, I will say Bonanza was almost more Josh's suggestion, because my suggestion was like watching like High Noon with Gary Cooper and Grace Kelly.
Have you guys seen 3:10?
John's so old, he's like, you guys want to watch some Charlie Chaplin films when we get back home? Like, no, no, you old weirdo, like, I don't.
Current stuff. Have y'all seen 3:10 to Yuma?
Yeah.
I want to see that. I heard that's so fantastic.
You've not seen it?
No.
Oh, it's so good. It's
we should watch it.
Let's do it.
We should watch it. I've heard it's amazing.
I think I have that on a DVD.
You have it on Laserdisc, you old man.
I have Sandlot.
And I'm older than you.
You know, I have Sandlot on Laserdisc.
Okay, time to admit it.
I found it at Goodwill.
Hold on.
I've never seen Sandlot.
What?
Jeff!
That is breaking news.
What is
news.
Wrong with you?
I'm sorry. I don't
care. That is breaking news.
And I don't care.
Jeff, you're
Why
a
Why don't
weirdo.
You care?
I don't feel like I've lived literally my entire life without seeing it, and I'm okay.
No, you haven't lived yet.
All right, so you know that you're okay.
While we're making confessions. While we're making confessions, this is not a baseball
movie. I
knew
it. He's gay.
He's too pretty to be straight.
The travel
trips. Did you guys hear that? Jeff thinks I'm pretty.
He's good, you're very pretty. I've told you numerous times.
My wife says it.
My wife makes me wear a John Howard mask during sex.
All of our wives say that John's super handsome. It makes me sick.
He's a damn good looking man.
Yeah.
This is not a baseball movie.
I think I might have found his wife today, by the way. She works at Publix. Go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah. Josh was trying to play matchmaker at with the Publix cashier.
Josh is 0-for-2 in that department.
Yeah, I don't know if Josh is allowed in that
big
department.
Big 0-for-2.
Oh, like swinging a miss. Dude,
yeah. And I can't have the Publix cashier hating me.
That's true. Okay.
Yeah. All right, so not baseball movies I haven't seen, but if we're talking about movies that like you just expect people to have seen, I've never seen Titanic.
You're not missing anything.
The boat sinks.
That's kind of my thought. Yeah. Okay. All right, but I will say, and y'all can...
Kate Winslet shows her tits, and then the boat sinks.
Yeah,
that's what happens.
That's what happens.
Someone should make a Leo DiCaprio meme. That would be kind of cool.
Yeah.
Have you thought about doing that with a Braves cap?
I should do that.
Make him have a glass or something.
That'd be kind of fun. Maybe change out what's in his hand.
Have you thought about getting on Twitter? You'd be funny on Twitter.
You'd be funny on Twitter, Donahue.
Jeff is going to meme Leonardo DiCaprio holding a small but blurred out version of Kate Winslet laying out to be drawn in his hand.
By the way, did y'all see like the Georgia everything?
Everything Georgia.
You tweeted something, the Pope, and they stole it and even stole your verbiage.
Georgia followers tagged him in
it.
JT saw about 3.2 million people on Facebook stealing it.
I don't have Facebook, so it always cracks me up when crap goes viral on Facebook that I don't even.
Okay.
No, I was in Blue Ridge that afternoon and I tweeted it when we were at the Wendy's trying to get some lunch because everything was closed. And, I literally had service for like 30 seconds, so I tweeted it and then drove home, and like an hour and a half later, it had like a gajillion likes.
Why has a company not hired you as their Twitter person?
I have some close friends.
Like Taco Bell or Chevy.
I have some close friends that are in social media, and they said, don't do it. They're like, don't get involved.
Really?
Yeah, although I would love to do it. Like, I would love to get paid to tweet. Like, I think that'd be fantastic.
Go watch The Social Dilemma.
Did you make that movie? You literally said
I do. I'm telling y'all. I still have social media. It's not like I've gone and deleted it, but it is thought provoking. The Social Dilemma. It is worth watching.
Well, guys, I think we need to go, and we've got some. The Crocahoma Nation podcast show. This is one of the best.
There are
ones.
Three of us wearing some Crocs right now.
I have my Crocs on, but
you wear your Crocs here.
I put my Minnetonka on.
I have to pee so bad, and you guys are blocking the exit to this room.
Y'all,
let's wrap this up.
Thank you to David.
Make sure you check out Knockamination.com, Patreon.com/Knockamination, and you can support our show throughout the winter. And we appreciate just all y'all on the Twitters and the Facebooks and especially our Facebook group, Super Woke.
Send my Facebook guys.
There's an entrance question in there, and I kick people out. JT seen it. I saw somebody
talking trash about Nick Markakis, and they did not survive that.
They talked trash about Nick Markakis. They said Biden 2020.
There's like an entrance,
gone.
There's like an entrance exam.
Yeah, there is. Yeah, you want to know what it is?
Well, I wouldn't make it because.
What's your favorite casserole?
Kent Rollins breakfast casserole.
You'd be in.
Casserole party.
I'm in.
You'd be in.
I'm a classic guy. I like a good green bean casserole.
You're out.
Oh my gosh. You're out. So boring. I would have to think about that. With those people, I would literally click your profile. I'd have to do a little bit of digging. And okay,
JT's having the I gotta pee cast.
Okay, JT's gotta pee. Yeah. All right, we're out. Thank you.
Knock on my nation. Crock-a-homa nation out.
Thanks for listening to the nation's leading replacement level podcast. Knock-a-homa nation is brought to you by Knock-a-homa nation patrons. To become a patron, visit patreon.com/knock-a-homa nation. For new episodes and content, visit knockahomanation.com. Find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at NakahomaNTN. Special thanks to research assistant Braves Options Guy and spiritual advisor John D. Howard. See you next week, knuckleheads.